In Houston, Texas yesterday, New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was busy, catching 9 passes for 101 yards as the Pats beat the Texans 34-31. That's Edelman's day job, but recently he was working off the football field, moonlighting as a guest lecturer at Emerson College.
You got to be careful with social media, especially as an athlete, a person that's under the microscope.
As it happens, the whole thing, Edelman as professor, came together over social media, specifically Twitter. WBUR's Doug Tribou has the story.
Social media is all about interaction, and in David Gerzoff Richard's marketing class at Emerson, students learn how companies can interact with consumers through social media to grow their businesses. But those interactions happen at a distance, in the cool glow of a computer monitor or a smartphone screen.
What I do every semester is I challenge the students using only social media to connect with a local athlete or celebrity and to get them to do something.
In years past, Gerzoff Richard's classes arranged meetings with former Patriots wideout Chad Ochocinco and tight end Rob Gronkowski. And this fall, after checking out Julian Edelman's Twitter account, one team of students decided to try to get the Pats receiver to come to a class. Edelman tweets regularly, often retweeting and replying to messages from his nearly 127,000 followers. Social media offers fans direct access to their favorite athletes, but Gerzoff Richard says for athletes, it's a way to circumvent traditional sports media.
They will give a 30-minute interview, and the 15-second soundbite that they're really not proud of is what makes it on. And so they get upset by that when they turn around and they see that broadcast. They have full control over their Twitter feed and their Facebook updates.
The students researched Edelman's Twitter habits, when he tends to tweet and his favorite topics. The Emerson students started tweeting at the receiver using the hashtag Edelman2Emerson. He replied to junior Maria Vivas.
I saw I had a lot of retweets, and I'm like, this is weird, why? And then it was Julian Edelman tweeted, like, let's make it happen. And I was in shock, like, totally couldn't believe it. I went, reached out to a ton of my classmates trying to figure out, like, where to go from there.
Arrangements were made, all through Twitter. But when class started on the appointed evening in late October, the students still weren't sure if their guest would show up. But then the man behind at Edelman 11 walked through the door. Edelman and members of the marketing agency that helps him manage his social media accounts arrived bearing gifts, bags of hamburgers. Edelman likes a good burger and often tweets pictures when he's having one with the hashtag BurgerTime. Edelman said the reaction has been fun, but it's a lesson too.
That all started one weekend in L.A. where me and my buddy went and we were exploring for a good burger. Now, like, do I eat burgers every day? No, but everyone thinks I eat a burger every day. I'm walking down the street, and I got a guy saying, "Burger time, or how's your burger?" I'm like, I eat burgers every day. So it's kind of one of those things. So you got to be careful what you put on there, because people absorb it.
Edelman also has a Facebook page with more than 75,000 likes, and he shares pictures on an Instagram account. Edelman's not a giant of social media yet. His old teammate, Wes Welker, has about 4 times as many Twitter followers. But in the wake of Welker's departure to Denver and other Patriots roster changes, Edelman's having a breakout year on the field. Gerzoff Richard says because he got a head start for fun a few years ago, Edelman is set up to leverage his social media status to land endorsements and business deals.
The adage is true. You know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. He was working very hard for years before this, and he was working on a social media platform before he found himself in the limelight. And so I think he was very well positioned to be able to take advantage of that situation.
But don't expect Edelman to let tweets become a distraction. The 27-year-old says a message from the Patriots organization has helped him on the field and online.
We have a sign at the door in that says, "Don't believe the hype, ignore the noise, manage your expectations, and speak for yourself." So I kind of live by that when I'm not there on social media.
Edelman offered the students one other Twitter tip, but they probably won't do it. When all the social media planning and strategy is done, he says the easiest way to pick up a lot of followers fast is to score a touchdown. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug Tribou covers sports for WBUR and WBUR's Only a Game. And yes, you can follow him on Twitter at Doug Tribou. That's TRIBOU.